Good to be back with you again today, folks. Friday here in the good old USA. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And I'm happy to be here. You know, our Police and Military Association here, actually two of them, our publication for one, and then our other organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, represent thousands and thousands of our brothers and sisters in uniform, and we're so thankful to be on this wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network and be able to use mass communications to get our message out, and we're not used to that. I spent 20-some years touring the United States, speaking engagements after speaking engagements, and in even other parts of the world, talking to police and soldiers and people in the private sector. And, you know, we can do more here. We can do more here using mass communication than what I did in literally years of traveling the United States and other parts of the world, speaking to our police and soldiers and private citizens out there. And so we're just pleased, and we praise God for having the opportunity to be on Republic Broadcasting Network. We thank John Stadtmiller and his wonderful crew for putting it all on the line to make this happen across this nation and around the world. Well, a couple of notes I want to share with you here on the Officer Jack McLam program. I finally heard from General Ben Parton, who was on for two different shows on Saturday with us for 2 hours each, and we're putting together a CD of that wonderful interview, and it wasn't the interviewer that was so important, but General Ben Parton was masterful in his good information and knowledge that he put out for 4 hours, and we really felt, he and I both felt, that we didn't finish up the program after 4 hours properly. We just flat ran out of time, and so he's coming back Monday night. Monday night here on the Officer Jack McLam program, we'll have General Ben Parton back with us talking about the communist movement in the world and how it has taken over all the nations of the world, including the United States. And if you have not heard this from a general in the U.S. military talking about this, you haven't heard it. And so I don't know if you missed the programming, but we're asking John and his crew to put this 5 hours coming up. The capstone is coming on Monday when we finish up the program, and also ask for callers to call in and speak to us and ask questions. And so just keep that in mind. This program, the same time, it is 4 to 5 Pacific time here, 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and General Ben Parton will be back on, and we'll finish up that program and that very important tape, CD, which we can all purchase and hand out to our friends and loved ones and awaken them to things they have never thought about or known before. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
And Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back, folks, and we'll just continue on here. Yes, General Ben Parton, Monday night, and then I have another bit of information for you. Brother John Stadmiller called me and asked if I would do the show tomorrow again, the two-hour program, from, let's see, Pacific time. It's 11 to 1 Saturday, 11 to 1. So you just kind of figure it out for yourself. We're on Pacific time here. And so 2 hours tomorrow I'll be back on, and John is, that may very well be the last time I do the Saturday program, but I'll be happy to do it. I talked to my wife, and we do like to get together on Saturdays because she works full time. Now that she's retired from the military, disabled from the military, she does have a job, and we do enjoy our Saturdays together, doing things together, and then Sunday's our day to be with the Lord, be with our Bible and those that love God, and so that's kind of how our weekends go. But tomorrow my wife will be busy doing some things with the Veterans Association, or Veterans Administration, rather, and she's going to be tied up a little bit, so it'll work out just fine. I'll look forward to being with you then tomorrow for 2 hours, 11 to 1 Pacific Standard Time. I don't know if we'll have a guest or not. We may very well have an attorney on, an attorney for a guy some of you might recognize his name and some of you may not, for Yuri Call. Does that ring a bell with anybody out there? Yuri been in prison for 22 years for something he did not do. And we, our police association, has been trying to get him out of jail for 22 years. And some, perhaps some good news is happening now. We've worked on that case for about 15 years, tracking those that actually committed the crimes, the horrible capital crimes that destroyed his family and many other families across this nation. I personally went to Arkansas 5 different times and investigated along with 12 other officers from 9 different states. And we worked on this case a long time to try to free Yori and Scott Fall from prison for something they did not do. And so we hope to talk a little bit about that tomorrow and then have Yori's attorney on to give you what we hope is some good news in that case. This brother has been in there his whole, well, he was 22 years of age when he went to prison. Now he's been in there 22 years, so this is kind of an interesting year for him. He's doubled his age since he's been in prison for something he didn't do. Okay, so now yesterday we left off, and I believe I was a little rushed. I was a little rushed at the end of the hour on our speaking about something very important for all of us out here, and that is how to handle confrontations, or as I'd like to say, meetings, with law enforcement in our lives. Every day we study and we read and we research and we find out that more laws are coming on the books, more changes, roadblocks are coming, national ID cards are coming, and all these type of things across America. So we can guarantee you, you will be meeting those in law enforcement and also the military more in the months ahead and the years ahead. So it's good we're talking about how to survive police-citizen confrontations. I've spent 2 days doing this, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time today talking about the same issue. And yesterday we left off, and by the way, I believe if you contact Republic Broadcasting Network, perhaps these couple days could be put on a CD or a audio tape is sent out to you, and you could use them to review them and also hand them out to friends and relatives if they, too, have any interest in what to do and how to behave, how to survive a police-citizen confrontation. So today, I want to just pick up where we left off last night and share a couple more thoughts with you on the traffic stop. We mentioned at the end of the program that if you see red lights coming and other police cars surrounding your car, other than the one officer that stopped you and pulled you off alongside the road, you are going to experience a different scenario altogether than the regular traffic stop, because this is going to be what law enforcement calls a felony stop. Something in the computer, something hinked up the officer that stopped you, something perhaps he read in the computer before he got out of his car caused him to push the panic button for backup. And when the officer does that, you have other officers roll in as soon as they can to protect that officer's life from whoever that person is that they have stopped along the roadway. When this happens, we discussed yesterday, when you have a number of officers come up, you must absolutely obey everything they tell you to do. I mean, you don't have to, but I can tell you right now, if you don't obey, it's a very, very hazardous situation for yourself, because these officers are responding to a backup call because they believe, and the officer that is called for a backup believes, that they've got a potential violent situation here, and the officer may need assistance. So the attitude of these officers when they come in to help another officer is not a attitude of kindness and love and conversation and huggy-kissy type of things, as you can imagine. They're coming in, and many of them, I'm sorry to say, but it is true, love to get into it and kick booty and get into confrontations. I know a lot of police officers, very fine police officers. They are not rogue officers. They are not evil officers. But my goodness gracious, do they like a good scrap? Do they like to get into a fight? And there are times, believe me, even with good officers who don't come and start fights, praise the Lord, but they like to get into a scrap. And I've had a lot of those good buddies. Now, I don't happen to be one of them, even though I'm an old Irish cop, and many Irish cops like to fight. Well, I'll tell you what, in the war zone I worked in South Phoenix, I didn't have to like to fight. It came almost every other day you were in a fight, if not every day. So you didn't have to try to conjure up ways to get in a fight with somebody. It was just there for you when you go into some of these situations with families and individuals that were living in the high crime area of South Phoenix, Arizona. So anyway, here you come. A bunch of police cars are coming. The officers jump out of their police cars. They many times draw their guns, and they start commanding you around and telling you what to do. Well, as I suggested yesterday, all you have to do is obey everything they tell you to do, and most of the time this is going to work out fine. Okay, they may tell you to, put your hands in the air. I'm sure they'll tell you to do that. They'll tell you to exit the vehicle when they're ready to have you exit the vehicle. If somebody else, first of all, let's deal with you. They will have you either get down on your knees and put your hands behind your head. First of all, they may have you spin around and show them each side of your person so they can see if there's any bulges or any items you're carrying in your pockets that might look like they were strange. They may tell you to pull up your shirt so they can see, or your jacket, to see what's there. And then they may very well ask you to get down on your knees, or tell you to, and put your hands behind your head, lock your fingers together. Or they could, in an alternative, prone you out, called proning a person out. It means get you down on your belly and have your hands out as far as you can reach to each side of you, and do not move. And they will come up and they will search you and then perhaps cuff you, and that is pretty common. But before they do that, they may very well tell the other person to get out of the car if you have somebody else in the car, and do the same thing to them. And so there are alternatives the officers can use, but all I suggest to you, when you see that you're involved in a felony stop, is to just go along. Because if you don't, a lot of things can happen. One thing that can happen, and I've seen it happen, well, actually I haven't been on the scene when this happened, but I mean I've been on duty when this would happen. When officers are scared, they are concerned for their own livelihood, and someone does not obey the officer that is using the bullhorn to give them directions, and an officer can misinterpret the movement of your hands, and they can think you're drawing for a weapon, and you may be just trying to pull your wallet out to show them who you are, and you get shot. This happens. It's not right, and the officer many times will get in trouble for doing this if you're not drawing a gun. But, and then many times the officer is protected and is covered up to protect the officer. So, as I said, just go along and everything should work out fine. You are not the monster, perhaps, that the computer has informed them that you are. We went over yesterday the FBI's brochure that you can order through us here. All we have is copies. We put it on the copy machine and make you copies of the brochure that officers were given a couple years ago describing who the domestic terrorists are in America. And as we mentioned, it is Christians, it is those that make too many references to the U.S. Constitution, and it is people that you and I know, perhaps people that you and I are, that are looked at as the domestic terrorists in our land today. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Jack McLam, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to speak to you about those among our listening audience out there that just can't wait to get in the face of a police officer and educate them about what they don't know. Now, boy, I can tell you right now, police officers and soldiers don't know very much about what's going on in the world today. And I can understand you wanting to inform them, especially if they're violating your rights and violating your property, say, coming on, trespassing on your property and different things like that. Sure, you want to educate them, but let me give you a little bit of a clue here. On a traffic stop, be it a misdemeanor traffic stop that we spent extensive time on, or the felony stop we're talking about today, this is not a good time to try to educate a lawman, okay? It is not a good time because their frame of mind, as we spoke extensively about, is that the officer wants to go home tonight, and that's kind of a code of ours. Somebody else may not go home tonight, but that officer is going home tonight, and they are very cognizant about the dangers out there. And so they are taught in the police academy and taught through experience on the street that they must stay in mental control of the situation. That's why one of the reasons they talk with that authoritative voice. They're trying to keep mental control of the situation. The only other way they're taught to control the situation, if they lose mental control for their own safety and security, is to get physical right now. And so if you don't want to get physical with the officers who have stopped you, I would suggest you don't plink out their mental computers. And you in the freedom movement, I know, because I've been one of those people for 23 years, we have a way of overloading a police officer's computer very quickly. When you get into, I don't need a driver's license, I don't need I don't need insurance, I don't need a registration on the vehicle, and this is a common law, and we're under admiralty law now, and the yellow fringe on the flag, and all these things, which are righteous forms and areas of information and education for the officer, but you need to pick the proper time to do these things. Tell them you have a right to drive and it's not a privilege and so forth. We suggested to you that because the officer is not in a good frame of mind, and if you plink out their computers, mental computers, and it's very easy to do on a traffic stop, then they have to go to physical, and you don't want to see that. I hope you don't want to see that. Because now a traffic stop for a misdemeanor, perhaps violation, if that's why the officer stopped you, is going to go to a felony, 5 years in prison for assault on a police officer. Particularly, if you are involved, and of course, before I finish up on the misdemeanor stop, remember we suggested you keep some of our aid and abet police military newsletters on constitutional issues in your vehicle, so that you can share one with the officer after your meeting. Hopefully it wasn't a confrontation. But after the meeting on the street, where the officer has invited you to join him, talk about what he believes you did wrong and what code you violated, after that is all done, the best thing you can do is to smile, continue to make a friend with that officer, so we police and soldiers up here, when you hand them our constitutional police and military newsletter, we will be able to have an open mind to go into. If you're nasty, if you're mean, if you're arrogant with that officer, when we communicate with that officer, he'll say, I don't want any part of these so-called patriots of yours, because I met one or I met two of them, and they're about the most nasty people. They're anti-government. They're radical crazies, and I don't want anything to do with it. It makes it very hard for us police officers to awaken that officer with our constitutional information that perhaps you've given to them if you've irritated them so badly that they don't even want to talk to us. We've gone through this numerous times, but if you smile and say, Officer, I disagree with you, I don't believe I deserve this ticket, and I may see you in court, but I just want to tell you I appreciate you risking your life every day for all of us out here. And some of the things I agree with you do, and some of the things I don't. But God bless you anyway, and Lord keep you safe. And here, this is a newsletter, a publication written by police and soldiers for police and soldiers that I want to share with you. And I think you'll enjoy it. And hand that out to the officer and say goodbye and try to be as friendly as you can, because now you've opened a door for our intervening in that person's life, that brother or sister's life, who have taken the same oath that we have, and we can start their educational process. So keep that door open for us, folks, and also it'll make for a better meeting for you with that person in uniform on the street. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll talk about home invasion when the cops come busting into your home. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey,
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177, or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, we're talking about ending up on the traffic stop here. We're going to get into home invasion here in a few minutes by the police, and how you should handle that to keep yourself safe and to keep our fellow officers safe at the same time. Lastly, on the traffic stop, remember that you are probably being taped, audio taped and videotaped on everything you do and everything you say. Keep that in mind when the officer stops you. That is the custom today. And I would also suggest that you come armed when you're out driving around in the city and towns. You come armed with a tape recorder of your own. Any cassette if you can. And keep it in the glove compartment. Keep the batteries up on it. And when the officer, you begin to understand you're going to be stopped, you can turn on that tape recorder and put it someplace and tape it yourself. That's a very good idea. You can refer back to it later, what might be said and might happen. Now, the last thing on the traffic stop is, yesterday I kind of rushed through this felony stop where the officers are swarming around you. And talk to you about attitude. Attitude is so, so important. You get nowhere by arguing with a police officer. If you've tried it, you know what I mean. You get to jail, perhaps, and you get other tickets put on top of you, dozens of tickets I've seen at times, but at least several more for they believing you have a bad attitude when you argue with the police officer or act kind of uppity or say things like, I pay your salary, bud, and you better back off or something like that. So do not have a bad attitude. It will not do you any good, and it can lead to something called attitude adjustment. That's very common in law enforcement today, where the officer would have just as much given you back your driver's license, said good day to you, and saw you off with a handful of tickets. Now the officer becomes your enemy, and the officer decides to get punitive. It's called an attitude adjustment. It's a very dangerous time for you because that officer, remember we talked about if you had 100 police officers and you had 100 private citizens out there, that the amount of dishonesty and immorality among the 100 citizens and the 100 police officer would be even, 50-50 or whatever it would be, 30-30. But there is no more immorality among police officers as a group than in the private sector. Why? Because your morality is formed as you grow up. And if you're an immoral person and a dishonest person and an honorable person even, and a good person, the donning of a police uniform, the taking of the oath and putting on the badge and the gun does not make you more honest or dishonest. You are what you were before you became a police officer. So get over this idea, well, that cop got on the witness stand and lied. Yes, some officers lie. Some officers do not lie. Yes, some officers change their police reports. And some officers do not change their police reports. But I'm telling you, as a police officer who has been on the witness stand and called many private citizens to the witness stand and interviewed them, that just as many of them lie to get out of a traffic ticket, for example, and are just as dishonest as the police officers out there. So, you know, yes, you don't be surprised if an officer lies, because a private citizen right beside you might lie just as much as a police officer, but when they put on the badge and the gun, it makes things a little uneven out there, folks, because they have power that you don't have. It may be unconstitutional power, but you must agree that it is power they have that you don't have. They have a whole system that will back them up many times, so surround the wagons and lie for them and protect them, because they are in the inner circle and you are not. So it is much better to have a good attitude if you're in a felony stop or a misdemeanor stop. Be Mr. Good Guy or Mrs. Good Gal. It won't hurt, and it will help tremendously. If you get into a situation where there's an attitude adjustment coming because of your attitude, you could be looking at 5 years in prison. Yes, with a simple traffic stop, there are officers that will feign as if you pushed them or you attacked them or you assaulted them, and they fall to the ground and act like they've been injured, and then they go off to the doctor and you will go off to jail, and you're looking at 5 years in prison for assault on a police officer. Now, brothers and sisters listening to me today, that is an attitude adjustment. And you'll be very, very sorry that you didn't keep a smile on your face during the worst of times in these traffic stops and try to keep a civil head in your tongue, or civil tongue in your head, I'm sorry, and just try to get through it. Try to get through it, folks, because as I said before, you can always take it to jail. You can always sue the officer. You can always call in a complaint to the officer, and a lot of these things don't do good things sometimes, but sometimes these things, suing officers and calling in complaints, do accomplish what you want to do. So just be careful. I want to see you safe, and I want to see you survive a police-citizen confrontation. Now let's rush off to the home invasion. This is where officers are going to come in your house, whether you want them to or not. Some of you out listening to my voice today have experienced this. Some of you are police officers out there, and you've experienced ramming through people's doors. So let's discuss this. Remember, this is not to say who's right or wrong. It's just to say, how are you going to survive a police citizen confrontation when they come through the door of your home and the windows and who knows, maybe down the fireplace, you know? How do you survive such a thing? This is the way you do it. Usually, if they're going to come up to the home of somebody that pops up on the computer as a Christian patriot, or just a patriot and maybe not a Christian, or somebody listed by the FBI, some of these Christians or some of these common law people that ask questions like, why did you stop me, officer? Or tell them, I don't have to have a driver's license. Driving is a right, not a privilege. Or, you know, somebody that owns guns, or on and on and on. If you're one of these people the FBI lists as possible domestic terrorists, you will have an entry into your home that you will not be able to stop, and so we need to keep you alive. And here's how you handle that situation. I'm going to take you to a very close friend of mine, a grandmother. I think she was 64 years of age when this happened to her in Phoenix, Arizona. She was my assistant. Some of you that have been to the wonderful programs of the preparedness expos that I traveled with and spoke at for 10 years, some of you met Theresa Huebner, my assistant. She's a grandmother, about 75 today. But when this happened to her, her and her husband, Bob Huebner, lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and he was the state manager of the National Commodity and Barter Association. Now that, some of you will recognize the name, was where we could deal with gold and silver if we wanted to cash in Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver. Bob could handle that. And so we would barter through this national organization, National Commodity and Barter Association, and we would save on our taxes because we were not buying and selling. We were bartering. Well, as you can imagine, the government of the United States didn't like this organization, and so they would constantly raid these state organizations and give them a hard time. And this is what happened one morning, early on a Saturday morning. They like to come very early when the sun's just coming up and kick your door in. Well, it's very important when that knock comes on the door and you hear the word, police, open up. You do not approach the door. Did you hear what I said? Do not approach the door, because within about 3 seconds, it's coming off the hinges. And it's going to come off the hinges at such a high rate of speed, you don't want to be in the vicinity. You're only going to have enough time to tell your wife and kids and yourself to get down on the floor. Get down on the floor. Don't run to get your guns. You won't have time. I'm not sure you want to die on that mountain anyway. You don't even know why they're kicking your door in. But when you hear, police, open up, you've got about 2 to 3 seconds to get down on the floor, because they're coming through the doors and the windows, and there's nothing you can do about it. So remember that, folks. They don't want you to open up. They want to kick the door in. They like that. It's enjoyable. I've been on many of these raids, and it is kind of fun. Of course, we like to think it's always a bad guy on the other side of the door. The dirty, bad, drug peddler or somebody over there, rapist or robber or burglar or something. But many, many times today, folks, it's a good little housewife. It's the grandmothers like Theresa Huebner. It is the good people in society that are politically incorrect that we kick the doors in on. And that's probably who I'm speaking to today in this audience. Probably some of you people are very politically incorrect. The government doesn't like you because you don't go along with their New World Order program. their Antichrist New World Order and the totalitarian system they're setting up for you. They don't like you because they're going to have to re-educate you or do away with you when the system is fully operational. But when they come to the door and come through that door, which they will, you do not try to stop them. When they get through the door and their guns are drawn and they're breathing hard and they're ready to shoot anything that moves, and sometimes they shoot things that moves that are not a danger to them, and they kill people on these entries, and then they say, whoops, and then they drop a hidden gun, say you had a gun or whatever they're going to do. Sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes they just say, whoops, we're sorry. And somebody's laying dead. Don't be one of those people. When they come through the door, you hit the ground as fast as you can. You teach your children, your husband or wife, to do the same thing. When the word is called, what is it? Police, open up. Do not follow their orders at that time. Get away from that door. Don't let your kids go to try to open that door, because it's going to come off the hinges at a very high velocity. And there's going to be probably 800 pounds of meat and flesh and Kevlar and guns coming through that door over top of anything that's under that door. You don't want to have you or your kids underneath that door. So here they are. They're in the home and they're screaming. They're screaming orders at anybody in that house. Let them scream and don't say anything. Just stay on the ground, keep your wife and kids quiet, and prone yourself out on the ground. Put your hands behind your head or spread your hands straight out to each side so the officers can see that you're not being aggressive towards them. They are really in a state of rage at that time, and it's for their own safety that they go in condition red, as we talked about yesterday. There's condition white, there's condition yellow, there's condition orange, and these men and women are in condition red. Fight or flight. They're going to fight and take anybody down that resists in the house. So you're on the floor at this time, I hope and pray. If not, they're going to put you on the floor. And they're going to start saying things. They're going to start giving orders. Well, listen to those orders and try to obey. Once again, it is not wise when you're outgunned and outmanned to be belligerent and to be nasty to these officers that are very, very emotional and scared at that time. They don't know if when they come through the door, they've been told you're a nasty so-and-so by the administration for whatever the reason. And they think you're armed and dangerous, and they're going to protect themselves if they have to shoot your whole family. So let them calm down before you start saying things. First thing you want to do after they begin to calm down and they're belching out orders and you're following these orders, after their stress levels begin to come down, you can ask them questions. You can say, what seems to be the matter? Why are you guys here? That's a very logical thing to say. Don't be belligerent, just say it, and you expect to get an answer. Well, they may answer you and they may not. The officers will go in and clear every room and say, clear, clear, clear. They go in with their guns drawn. They're going to check every room and be sure that there is no threat level there to them. And then they will begin to get into a condition where they can be communicated with. Wait till that time before you communicate, otherwise it won't do you any good whatsoever. And they probably won't hear you because they'll be screaming so much orders of what the people in the house are supposed to be doing. The second thing, other than asking what are you doing here, is ask them to produce a warrant. If they've come into your home, they should have a warrant, and you'd like to see it. Be kind, be tactful. And do not be aggressive or belligerent. It will not help you. Now, I understand this is hard to do, but I'm talking about your safety and the safety of your kids and your spouse, whoever's in that house, and friends perhaps in the house. It doesn't help you to be belligerent with the officers. Say, officer, what can we do for you? What seems to be the problem? These are logical questions. And they may tell you at that point, And if they say, well, we're going to have to search the house, we have a search warrant, well, officer, would you mind showing me a copy of the search warrant? Be nice about it. You don't have to be belligerent like they're being, because it will not help you at all. They may not and probably will not produce the warrant at that time. You can continue to ask them for it, but they may not even have the warrant at that time. This is just the way it is today, folks. They may have a sergeant coming along or a lieutenant that's going to bring the warrant with them. They may not be available right at that moment. So just stay on the floor until they tell you to do anything else. And stay alive and stay healthy, because they've got you outgunned and outmanned at that point, and it makes no sense to do anything else. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Almost out of time for the hour. Just a couple more things on the home invasion to help you live through that experience. Several things to keep in mind here. It's not like a traffic stop. The officers, if they're being honest with you, and many times they can afford to be honest with you on a home invasion like this, because they're there to search it, or they're there to find somebody to arrest. And they will say things to you logically, but they will always make you stay in one position, one place, and they will watch you. Please listen to me carefully now. If they do what they did to my assistant, they did not like Teresa Huebner being the assistant for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, because although I'm the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, where this raid on her home took place, I'm also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because they did not like me writing a constitutional publication for police officers. And matter of fact, they hated me. The administration did. So what happened was very strange. And fortunately, my secretary, Teresa Huebner, the little grandmother, being held at gunpoint for 9 hours in her petticoat in the living room, all of a sudden was told to go up into the bedroom and get the gun out of her dresser drawer and bring it out to the officer in the living room. First of all, she was asked, is there any guns in the house? And she said, yes. And they said, where is it? Well, it's in my underwear drawer. And all of a sudden, the agent said, go to your underwear drawer and bring the gun out to me. Well, Teresa Huebner was not and is not a stupid lady. She knew that if they start telling you to move around the place and go here and go there, that something is wrong. That is not done. They make you stay stationary. They may handcuff you. They may keep you on the floor. They may set you in a chair. And they do not let you move around the apartment or the home or the business because it endangers their life. And for this female agent to tell my secretary to go to the bedroom, get her gun out of her drawer, her underwear drawer, and bring it out to her, there's only one reason she would tell her to do that, folks, and why do you think that is? Because they were going to kill her that day, and she was going to have that gun in her hand as she was walking out of the bedroom. You do not obey their orders when they tell you to help them. You do not help them. You do not be a witness against yourself or your family. You keep your mouth shut and say, I want an attorney. They say, go to the bedroom, say no. They say, go to the kitchen, say no. Because they're up to no good. Stay put. Do not obey their orders when they're in your house and they have guns on you. You keep your mouth shut. You tell your family to keep their mouth shut. And tell them you will talk through your attorney. Do not deviate from this, folks. It's very, very dangerous. Nothing good can come out of it. If you think you're going to prove you're innocent because they say, well, we believe you're a burglar or you're a dope runner or something, you do not talk to them. You do not try to convince them you're not, because you're being recorded and everything you say can be used against you in a court of law. So just keep your mouth shut and you'll survive just fine. Remember, take it to court. Get names if you can get their names, badge numbers if you can get their badge numbers, and also tell your family to try to remember everything they removed from your home. Well, that's it for today, folks. I hope I'm helping you out a little bit there. We'd like to see all police officers and citizens survive police-citizen confrontations. We'll be back tomorrow on 11 to 1, remember, on the Saturday program, and then Monday night with General Ben Parton. Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great evening and a great weekend. Don't forget, this old cop here truly loves you, America. Have a great day.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you